got to go round talking about your troubles. It's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone, talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
Welcome to Balls Out, No Flops, Spinning Wheel. What goes up must come down. Ray Canny.
Not if you're always down.
You were up last week, buddy. You were up last week.
All your troubles by the riverside, my friend.
Yeah, you get some cowbell thumping, buddy.
Okay.
Of course, that was our Blood, Sweat and Tears with their classic Spinning Wheel. We are Balls Out, No Flops. We are a rugby league fan cast, and we are wrapping up round 13 or 12.
I don't know, I was thinking this today, actually. Are we round 12?
We could have looked it up easily, too. That's the thing.
We're wrapping up round 12. We're heading to round 13.
There you go.
The spine.
This is where we got him.
The spine.
Morton the glue.
Now.
Paragon.
Straight off. Start.
Paragon.
Floyd.
Yes.
Floyd.
I don't like any sense of stuff like that.
Twitter's been going off.
The Twitterverse?
Social media. About what happened last week.
Anti-social media.
Well.
That's us.
Anti-social behaviour as well with the reading or lack of reading of the email. Just at the top of the show, Vince Panther reached out to us.
Reached out to us.
Because he's just not happy. But anyway, I'll read the tweet. Going public due to censorship.
Can I read it?
No, you're not reading. You're staying away from it. Going public due to censorship from Balls Out No Flops dictator Kim Jong Floyd, who...
I bow down to the dictator.
Respect
a good dictator.
That's right. And Vince Drewitt bows down to the dick.
Who are the real bigots of the NRL? Roosters, owned by Nick Politis, net worth $2 billion, or Souths, owned by Russell Crowe, James Packer, and Mick Cannon-Brooks, total net worth $15.4 billion? And boom, he's hit you with a tweet straight off the bat.
What's he asking?
Well, I think
what's
you
the question
accuse
is?
The saying, how do you bigots. Respond to the allegations that you're the Tory party of the NRL?
I believe you went on many rants against Penrith numerous times, and I think you've called them bigots quite a number of times.
Bigots?
Well, apparently. Who are the real bigots, he's saying, of the NRL?
I've never mentioned bigots.
It's interesting.
It's a multicultural side.
It's interesting, though. South's... Russell Crowe, James Packer, Mick Cannon Brooks, net worth $15.4 billion.
Yeah. The 0.4 is fucking Russell Crowe. Or not even. He wouldn't be worth
400.
0.4? No, he wouldn't be $400 million.
Are you kidding me? The Gladiator?
Yeah. He's not $400 million.
Of course he is.
Easy.
$400 million, you fucking.
Idiot one and idiot two are at it again.
But there was a lot of backlash with the censorship. Of the email reading last week.
Good. That's how it is. It is a dictatorship. And if I'm fucking reading it, I'll read what I like and I'll leave out what I don't like.
Kim Jong Floyd, I like that.
Huh? You know this about Kim Jong Il, though, that he has sex palaces all over North Korea. And
he
it's
does.
Just stocked with the best looking.
Up?
Yeah.
100 million, Russell Crowe.
Right, 100 million, see? Not even. You were saying he's four times that. 100 million is a good fucking quid.
You know, do you remember Kim Jong Il killed his cousin or something at the airport where poisoned them?
Yeah.
You know how he did that? He convinced this girl that she was playing a prank.
Yep.
Well, this is the girl side of the story, actually. And she thought she was just playing a prank and then literally killed these people. And she had no idea. But
he had another uncle and he didn't just kill him. He tied him to a stake on a field and then they fired trench mortars at him.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
That's wow. pretty full on.
I hope that's that Mick Potter gets onto that pretty soon.
That's coaching.
We are a football podcast. Let's remember that. Anyway.
And dictators.
Vince Drew it. Dictators get out run. Of here.
Thanks for your communication, Vince.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
I think we go even more below than Drew. Shalvey. Vince Shalvey. Have you been to Shalvey?
Oh, fuck no. Why the fuck would I go there?
Vince Claymore's a good name.
It's
a good name.
Claymore's a mine.
I used to deliver beer. My younger days.
Do you know these?
Now you just drink it.
Now I just drink
his
it.
His beer delivery stories are hilarious.
It was a good job, but they fucking, shifted me hard. But anyway, I remember turning up to Shalvey at the bottle shop. The bottle shop opened at 7 a.m. It was around 6 a.m. And I tell you what, the line was fucking at least a kilometre long. These guys were itching for a beer.
Mm, they actually put the Centrelink in the bottle shop just to fucking
cut. Convenient.
Yeah, for convenience.
You got a Siggy machine in your home.
Yeah.
Fucking tab.
Hello to all our lovely listeners out at Shalvey.
Yeah. We're just playing.
And so at this point, I might introduce Ray Carnage. Ray Carney. You got Ray Carney.
Yeah.
Carney as in Carney, carnival worker.
Yeah, they're all right, mate. Give
smells
them a
like
break.
Cabbage, small hands.
Sharp teeth.
All right. I think might as well do this.
Didn't introduce Morton. Did you introduce Morton? Oh, okay.
Don't do it again. Why? Why?
Harry got
please stop.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Are we just running the music longer because we got
No, I'm running that because I'm watching The Offer, this great fucking show about the making of The Godfather.
Yep.
And it's a drama about the making of Godfather. It's fucking excellent. And I can't wait to watch The Godfather again. It's up to episode 7. It's on Paramount. Get out and watch it. Classic cinema. If you're into masterpiece cinema, which well, obviously you are if you're listening to us.
You recommended, 1883?
1883, yeah.
And what a wild time the Wild West was. And imagine if rugby league was around during the Wild West. There'd be shoulder charges for sure.
Shoulder charges? You'd be fucking able to club someone with the back of your rifle.
That would be the peak of rugby league if it was around during the Wild West. My God.
Life was harsh on the Oregon Trail, wasn't it?
Oh, it's crazy,
man. You got
man.
Bandits, you got Native Americans, you got
rattlesnakes.
Fucking, yep, soldiers, wind. A lot of wind.
A lot of wind?
A lot of wind.
Windswept. A lot of windswept fuckers.
So, balls out of flops. What's it going to be? I'm going to go first.
Yep.
Balls out to AJ Alex Johnson. Became the highest try scorer.
Typical South.
Well,
it's always South related.
It's pretty good. Come on.
It's important part of...
Yeah, but typical South fucking shit.
It's important part of rugby league history. And I was there to witness it, and it was fucking... I went to again. It was fucking fantastic. Good on you, AJ. Highest try score in South Sydney history, and now chasing Ken Irvine's all-time record.
You'll get it.
Well, there's 70 to go.
So still young.
If he's got
he?
5 years, he'll
probably...
Isn't he
probably like 26? 27?
26? Yeah, 27, I think. Mm-hmm. So if he's got 5 years, if he can crack fucking 15...
27, yeah.
Upwards of 15.
Time.
Yeah.
He's got some time.
He's still got the pace.
He can get the all-time medal. And he was funny in the he got to sit in on the post-match press conference.
Oh, did he?
And they congratulated him and he said, "I'm just happy to be sitting in the press conference." He's a funny cat. I like AJ. Good on you, mate. He gets my balls out.
Yeah, good on him. Flop, kick tries, and I want an overhaul of the whole fucking point system in rugby league because I'm sick of. I am sick of the fucking kick try, mate. You fucking blood, sweat, and tears defending your line, and then some dickhead hooker,
blood, sweat, and tears,
or fucking halfback lobs one up. Mm-hmm. It's like in the fucking casino, mate. Just lob one up in the corner, and then you've got the tallest, fucking fittest winger. He grabs it. He scores a try after defending your line for five sets. I'm sick of the kick tries. Should only be worth 2 points.
Is three.
Two.
2.5. Is this because no one in Canberra can kick?
Let's not bring Canberra.
Let's not sully it. Let's just leave that alone.
I don't support anyone. Let's just pretend I don't support anyone. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's focus on the real issue here. don't come on, man. Like, seriously, so many times during the weekend.
Well, what about a fucking grubber? Running through the line.
2 points.
Chip and chase.
Chip and chase. I'll give you 8 points for a chip and chase.
Ooh.
If you can.
Hey, you're jumping all over the place. You got no.
If you can do a chip and chase.
Have some control here.
If you can do a chip and chase, regather yourself. That's the true chip and chase.
Yeah. You have to regather.
That is an 8 point try.
You're like a six. Fucking junkie in a 7-Eleven. You're just jumping from aisle to aisle like fucking chips and Twinkies.
What about.
You're fucked up.
I actually saw that happen. And this guy dropped all his fucking money and it just rolled. Like, he only had coins, his junkie. He was buying fucking, like you said, chips and chocolate and shit. And he was talking to himself, counting his money, dropped it all, and it just fucking rolled under all the shelves everywhere. People just fucking jumping on it. Oh, fucking hell, God. Oh, my fucking. Well, I got $4 out of it.
Little slurpy.
The double chip and chase, ooh. 20 points. If you can perfect the double chip and chase.
Scott Gale.
Oh,
how does it? Brett Mullins. Slater. Billy
Phil
Slater.
Blake must have done a double
Phil
at some
Blake's
point.
Phil Blake, that's he who I was, have. Yeah. They make commercials about him, mate.
Very hard to do, hence why the 20 points. Like,
hence why.
It's very hard to do. And also, game over, you win if you can get a concussed player to score a try.
From a chip and chase?
No. Just a concussed player in Disneyland. If he can grab the ball and score a try, it's game over. Call the game off. A concussion try.
Concussion try.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're down like 40-4, like the Bulldogs every week, and you've got first. Three players concussed, you put them on.
It's almost worth knocking out one of your own players.
Head first.
You put them on for the last 10. And if one of them scores, so game over, do we win?
Yeah.
The concussed player.
That would make it interesting.
So you got your boy. Who's going to do be a concussion player?
Well, why Matt Burton's playing? I suspect he is.
But he's never come up. What's one of your forwards?
We don't have any forwards. Josh Jackson.
Josh
Jackson's on the sideline.
He's always concussed.
He's a permanent concussion.
He's holding his number on the sideline.
He's a percussion.
But he's got to be. He's got to be in Disneyland. He's got to be in Disneyland.
But I'm telling you how you plan it. If you're a coach, this is how you coach it. He's there with his number, waiting to give it to the official, and someone just fucking comes up and whacks him in the back of the head with a sock full of fucking coins.
And then he's running
a
gap.
Full of coins. Yeah. Or some soap. You put bars of soap in the sock.
Another good one from the 70s, the scummiest movie I've seen about a 70s boy's borstal. And that's a borstal is a juvenile delinquent home called Scum.
Oh,
it's actually
yes.
called Scum. And there was a scene in it where they're playing pool, and this guy just took his sock off, put two fucking pool balls in there, just started going around smacking people in the head.
Mm. It's like Full Metal Jacket as well.
Yeah. Any one of those are acceptable. I'll get a snooker ball
but
or
the,
coins.
The day I see a concussed player go over for a
I'm
try,
not finished.
That's crazy.
Josh Jackson runs on. The animation that Fox put up are actual fucking birds and stars going around his head, so we know.
Yeah, he's on. He's on.
Yeah,
he's
so
on.
The ref's got to have a call too.
Yeah, concussion bird, player.
The ref spins his hand around like there's birds and stars.
We got a concussion here.
And then he takes the next hit up.
He set him up in the back line or something.
Beautiful.
Mate.
All right, I'm in.
runs out of high school's try for the other team.
That's the danger.
You can't score an own try in the concussion try.
Do whatever you want.
That's a last ditch ever. Imagine winning a grand final like that. Come on, mate.
Troll Kent wouldn't be happy.
Flop. Madge. Get out. Oh, enough's enough, man. Wow. There's no improvement. I'm saying this.
Wow.
The Tigers are second last, and my team is last. I'm showing some compassion here. There is zero fucking improvement in this team.
You're right.
It's time to move on. Luke Brooks, captain coach.
Oof, gosh, Jesus.
All right. The toffee apple. Cancel the last bit. The toffee apple.
The toffee apple.
If this was any other coach, he'd be gone.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, second last, he's got to go.
He's got to go.
I love Madge.
I love Madge.
He's a great guy. Great hands. You've met him before. You
Anyone answer? Sheens.
Get him in there, man.
Coach, GM, fucking.
How old are the guys? Got to be like 90.
Pool
How old
cleaner.
Is he? 92. I like Sheensy. I reckon the Madge will be gone by this week and Flanagan will be in there. Flaps will be in there.
I think he suits the dogs.
Flaps the elder.
Flanagan suits the dogs.
The dogs already said they're not interested.
They're not interested?
They're not interested.
There's a complication with the son, mate.
Yeah.
How is there a complication,
Because they're paying big money and we're going to cut his ass.
Yeah, but the... Oh, mate, that's, Flanagan is your coach. There is no other coach that could go to the dogs now and turn around except for Flanagan.
Mate, what about Paul Green? The angry leprechaun.
Oh, mate, I just...
Oi, ta-toy, ta-toy.
Paul Green.
Oi, ta-toy.
I'd like Neil Henry. No one said him, but that guy knows his shit.
I don't think he has the gravitas required for a fucking rabble right, such Neil as what
Henry,
you have.
Neil Henry with a couple of Tongans that just come along.
Mm. They got Tongans.
Bigger Tongans.
Where is Neil Henry? Is he like in some outback area hustling fucking...
He's shearing.
Shearing.
He's out there shearing.
Calling himself Henry Neil.
Henry Neil.
Anyway, Madge, come on, man. There's zero... Trent Barrett had a year and a bit. No improvement. See ya.
Too early on Trent Barrett.
Madge, like...
Too long.
What the fuck? They are spinning wheels right now. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Well, what do you do? Do you sack him now? Or do you wait till the end of the year? What do? Morton, the spine of balls out, no flops.
The glue.
What do?
The fabric. The fabric.
Tell him you got 4 weeks and you have to win 3 games and you do it publicly.
I think they've done that already.
Publicly.
Publicly.
And you tell all the players. You're all fucking.
Do it at Origin.
That's good. I like that. Publicly. So everyone knows this
and if
is
it. Do it, you know, Phil Gould's out the front and in the middle of Origin before the game. He's putting a key in the fucking. Get him out there. Get Madge out there and have that, public.
That's good.
And you got to get rid of that Pasco guy too. Muppet.
Yeah. With a... Non age appropriate hair.
I can't handle how fucking just mediocre the Tigers are, and that's coming from a Bulldogs fan. Like they should be a bit better. Ridiculous team, man. Like they're just going nowhere. He's meant to be a disciplinarian, a defensive coach, all this shit. They're a fucking rabble. Mm. We'll get to the game, but seriously, they're on 18 at halftime. They're on 18 at full-time, but you guys scored over 30 points in the second half. They just gave up. So what the fuck did he say to them at halftime? Mm. Don't you worry about
teams. You guys are trying too hard.
Don't you worry about teams who go in, they're doing okay. The first half, they're doing all right. They go in, they talk to the coach, they come out, and they're 50 times worse.
Yeah.
I worry about that a lot, unfortunately.
Madge, out. I'll tell you, he's got good PR, Madge. All the journos like him.
Everyone likes him.
I don't think he's a good guy. He might be a good guy.
Simon the likable, mate.
Good guys aren't good coaches.
Nah. You got to be real prick.
I'm sitting here as an example of that.
Anyone say they like Craig Bellamy? Nah. Good coach.
Yeah.
He's got great PR, Madge.
Yeah, yeah. That's his superpower. Able to keep any job.
Do you watch that Tales from Tiger Town? I watched the whole thing. Yeah. All he said to him was, play hard. Play hard. Mm. Play harder. You're not playing hard enough. That's not coaching.
There was nothing groundbreaking with the coach's speech at all on that show. I thought, here we go. We're going to get an inside look into what coaches are going to say. And it was like,
he should have come out in robes, like an old ancient Greek robe, dressed as Plato with a thing, the fucking fern in his hair, and he should be delivering wisdom. Saying things like, what goes up must come down. Morton has left us to get his esky. Because he just can't fucking do it for 5 seconds without alcohol.
I'm back.
I think he's going to be...
I don't even know what I'm drinking.
It's very
topical. Hello to the people at Zitho Brewing. Never heard of you.
Should we get...
Hang on, Jimmy will be over here if he hears this.
Brewed by Zitho Files.
We need to drink Chad's beer one day. Has anyone tried Chad's beer?
Townsend.
He's got his... Sharky's beer or whatever
toupee?
The fuck it is.
It's yeah. called toupee?
Can't even read where this shit was made.
This never happened to the other fella.
Storm 28, Manly 18. No Tommy, no Manly.
Yeah.
They're Dunsky.
It appears to be that way,
doesn't
it?
Gone. No, this is like a reality check for Manly. Life's going to be tough without the turbo, in my opinion.
Munster was fucking a monster.
Oh, my God. You want, like,
he was a beast.
Scores a try on a diagonal run.
Yeah.
Fucking just a pinpoint kick for Xavier Coates. Fucking.
Just only worth
stealing,
2 points.
Stealing the ball like someone's handbag in Plumpton.
Yeah. Shalvey.
Just making George Tafua regret coming back to football. That's what he was
he
doing.
He was lost out there, Tafua, wasn't
but
he?
Munster, God, they targeted him. They just went at him, man.
Yeah.
And he's doing all of that with a fucking shit haircut and shit hair dye.
And a gut.
Now,
and a gut.
That's
here's to him. He's my new spirit animal, exactly. Cameron Munster.
Mrs. Floyd pointed something out to me that I had never thought of.
Was it a growth?
It was a panticle growth. Like a panticles.
Tent. Pants tent.
Pants tent. She said...
From a pants man.
Do you think Munster and Brandon Smith both got the white hair because of the white powder? It's just them two, right? The powder boys.
The powder boys.
The powder puff
boys.
Need
to step back and have a look at things.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do that. You know I can't do that, but she can.
Mm.
That's got to be
that,
it,
that
right?
explains your relationship.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why we work together.
Two naughty kids, basically, just rebelling
look
against Bellamy.
I'm a cocaine head.
I'm going to sniff each other's head.
Yeah. They're like the fucking guys out of those fucking, the sniffy cunts out of that ad. I can't stand it.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm with you now.
The sniffy cunts.
Out of the tradie deodorant.
Yeah, what is that shit?
I don't know. It makes me very uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
But we got a voice. The heterosexual males don't have a voice anymore.
I got a voice. No. It gives me an insurrection.
Oh, there you go.
Now, is Nick Meaney the greatest footballer to ever grace a football field?
Isn't that something?
He's getting better and better, man. Not only his playing, but his physique, his look. He's just more handsome.
Was he closer to getting selected for Origin than Josh Adokar?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Poor Adokar.
This is a Melbourne Canterbury fucking tale of woe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you go to Canterbury, you don't get picked.
Yeah
it's the tough.
You leave slipper. Canterbury.
Mm.
Xavier Coates, too. 11 games, 11 tries. How much would he be loving life?
And it's it's a lot of the kick tries. So if you've got an Xavier Coates in your team, mate, that's just...
Okay, can we back up?
Yeah.
Back it up.
You say Xavier. Why do you say that? Oh. This is because some of the commentators say it, too. Some of the commentators say it, too.
Do we have to do this again?
I don't know. We're backing up. We're backing up, like... 5 weeks ago here. That's a big backup.
Are you saying it because the commentators say it? Fucking.
Not really. That's just what I thought.
Say Xavier.
I know you do. You say it
did
like
you say
a
xylophone? Oh, we did this, didn't we?
We did.
We did it.
What about a good old fashioned. The tackling at the moment is out of control. What happened to a good old fashioned just boots and all tackle, mate? Going down low. First
the
person
offload,
in.
Mate. Offload.
No, but if you go in there hard enough, you can chop their legs down and then they fall to the ground.
Chop them, mate.
That's what my
like
the first
Steve Mortimer
thing,
in cover defense.
The first fucking... thing I was taught, mate, is tackle around the legs. That's what I was taught all my life, mate. I've played for 15 years rugby league. My coach, every time, tackle around the legs.
And then take their wallets.
And
yeah, that's an outmoded tackling style.
They go
wrap
up,
the ball up.
They go up, and then the legs just keep marching on, and the players just keep moving forward.
The legs keep marching on.
I just want a good boots and all tackle, mate.
Yep.
So, yeah, bring it back. Come on.
Good boots and all tackle, like ankle tackle. Yeah.
And then
next time you get the ball, you get an extra three tackles.
If you hit someone in the ankles, they're not allowed to offload. How's that?
No, but if you hit them good, they're not going to offload, mate.
What's their arms? It'll be gone before they'll be falling, see you coming, mate. Low.
We're talking about Melbourne here. This is more knees. They're after their knees, not ankles. They do go low once the three guys got them high.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Melbourne are going to be up there. It'll be in the top two.
They did lose two games in a row before this. Let's not forget.
I don't know if they can match Penrith at the moment.
They'll be the closest to them, right?
But I agree. So can we move on to the next game, which was Panthers 22, Tractors 0.
Oh boy.
I agree at this point. Even though we know Pappenhausen's out. We know Hughes is coming back in, yada, yada, yada. But Penrith...
light years ahead.
At the moment, right now, there's a gap. It's not just on the table. There's a freaking gap here in talent at the moment, in my opinion.
Yeah. The rugby league community needs to get together and do something about it. I don't know what.
Well, they're training. What are they doing differently? They're all super fit.
Well, are we going to accept that Kickow's got the cyborg eye now because his eyes were still red and all of a sudden he's an actual cyborg and we're just turning a blind eye on it.
You leave
we're
him alone, mate.
No. I agree with you. He's
a cyborg. Just leave him alone. No one tackle him hard. Just leave that boy alone. 4-0. This was 16-0 after 25 minutes. This is like 1v3.
Exactly.
Penrith, dominant. Mate, Cowboys made 425 tackles. Actually, they did very well to keep this to 22. Like, they had no ball, man.
Yeah.
Their defense was all right. There was some good signs for the Tractors here. Like, they hung in there. Carney's choking on his beer.
Sorry.
I'm just getting some of the...
Now, a shit ton of Cowboys got picked in the Origin squad. Queensland squad is brimming with Tractors.
Yeah. Well, let's get... we'll get to that soon. The Origin... Shit. Did Origin talk to...
Kickers on report twice. Taumalolo might be coming back.
The laser beams.
But this game, like Penrith are 11-1 for God's sake. Like
they lost to Parramatta. I don't know how that happened.
That was a great game.
And that was at Penrith as well.
Well, we'll get to Parra only play good against the good teams.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Like us.
They only play well against the good teams.
That's weird, because we only play well against the shit teams.
Well, the Bulldogs play badly against everyone.
Mm. Consistency, but apparently that's
what you're after.
This is from
10 minutes in the making.
hey, was it?
He's out in the kitchen making this.
Well, I had to find it. This is recording taken from not the trainer, but the medical staff at the Panthers on Kickout. So,
a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
All right, I know.
That's Kickout.
Yeah. In Tongan, Billy Army Kickout translates to Steve Austin.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
Wow.
You tell me.
Is he Tongan?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's my, with my limited Tongan knowledge, and Jimmy the Hand will correct me, I'm sure.
I was a little bit let down by this whole round. Like, Panthers flogged Cowboys. That was meant to be a close game.
I was fucking hyped for that game. I had my Korean fried chicken. I had my beer.
Yeah, it was a bit of a letdown.
It was deflating, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very deflating.
And you know what was also shit? So many fucking penalties this round. And I feel like the six agains are just disguising the fact that we've got shitload of penalties. Like, they've never gone away. It was just blowing six agains all the time now. It was the amount of penalties blown for offside or the 10. It was just constant throughout the whole round.
Yeah.
And it just sucks. I don't know if it's the players, the teams, or the ref. Whatever it is, sort it out, mate. Put the whistle away.
Still, you got to look at how far ahead Penrith were than the Cowboys. And, you know, they're all cyborgs. They're all Steve Austin.
So they've got Penrith have a ton of players out this week, and they have to play the Bulldogs, right?
Oh, you could win that.
No. I'm looking at the players.
Are you refusing to win
that? So they're bringing in Sean O'Sullivan.
Yep.
They're bringing in Eisenhoof.
Oh,
Of all the Arpi Coruscant gets to play for him. He's in the blue squad, but they keep him. Robert Jennings, Charlie Staines, they're all better than the Bulldogs players.
Wow.
They're second string. We'd take any of those players, and they would be starters every week for us. Like, they'll still win. They've got some depth as well.
All that matters to me now is Jennings.
Why is it so different? Why is it just... I don't understand. Why Bulldogs...
Yeah.
And Panthers so different.
Front office, mate. It all starts at the front office. That's football. Know. It seriously is. We were a fucking disaster, mate. We were a chook raffle till, like, literally a chook raffle. We were paying our players with proceeds from the chook raffles. And then we got privatized and it changed.
It's juniors?
Junior.
Yeah.
Juniors. So what are the Dogs doing
about it? Talent identification, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But you've got some talent there. Anyway, we're not talking about Bulldogs, are we? Let's next game.
Like, Panthers interchange for this week with all those players out for Origin, right? Mitch Kenny, very good player.
He's a very good player.
Mm. Scott Sorensen, Spencer Lien.
Sorensen's
good. And Lien, Spencer.
They're good players, man.
Spencer Lien.
They're going to win that easily.
They're really good players.
I'm sorry.
And then, we'll just bring Charlie Staines in, Robert Jennings. They're first grade players.
They would have beaten Cowboys. That team?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah. Like, even if they cop a few injuries, they're still going to do pretty well, Penrith. They are absolute juggernauts.
So,
I think
cancel the season. Now. Cancel it.
That'd be good.
Start again next
monkey
year.
Monkeypox.
The tears have changed, right?
Let's get monkeypox in the change room.
Yeah, well, monkeypox. I mean, fuck enough of this shit. Can we people just stop fucking bats and monkeys? Like, is that too much to ask?
I think it is.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, for me.
Really?
But are there people out there that like fucking their bats and they like fucking their monkeys?
What if the bats and monkeys?
That's bunkypox. No one wants that.
Like, every time I'm in the car, there's some new...
New pox.
A pox on everything.
You need to clean your car.
I do. I tried on the weekend, but I got tired. Anyway, I'd say the tears have changed. There's Penrith on their own.
Oh, okay.
Oh, completely. They are completely
you
on their own.
You don't agree, Floyd?
Yeah. 100%.
And then it would be... Yeah, so it's Penrith and then Raiders, Melbourne... And then
you're fucking stupid, man. flip it to the next game, boys.
Flip it. Broncos 35, Titans 24. Titans are up 24-4 at half time.
This was a good game, actually. This was one I enjoyed.
They lost the second half 31-0. So
here's how good's fucking Cobbo.
Here's an Holbrook. What did you say to him? Like, do you know how many times Titans do this?
Yeah, they do it all the
time. Another one. Mate, he's another
Holbrook,
one.
40-minute coach. He should be banned from the dressing room at half time.
He should be allowed to coach, like he's just like a floating coach, like the libero in volleyball, right? So he's a floating coach, and he's allowed to come to your team and coach him for 40 minutes. So first half, okay? Yeah. So he's your first half coach, and then your regular coach is your second half coach.
Nice.
Every time they put 40 on people, but then they can't sustain.
Can't sustain.
Unsustained narrative. That's what I'm hearing.
Now, Tino. Let's start with Tino. 270 metres.
Can I just say I love that name, Tino?
It is a good name. Great. It's a great name.
Yeah, I'm going to get it tattooed on my ass. Just tin on one cheek. And then the obvious O.
Well, it's going to say, oh!
130 post-contact metres. Now, we haven't talked about post-contact metres for a while.
No.
How are your post-contact metres going, Floyd?
They're okay. They're
good.
Okay.
Weekly, makes me happy.
I'm making weekly post-contact meters, not as much as I used to.
Email us with your post-contact meters.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, I can't help you. I honestly can't help you.
But it's a metaphor for lovemaking.
And then Tino, he decides early, it's 24-10, and he tells Jermaine Osako, just do a short kickoff.
That was bad.
He tells him, and he did it.
He has to. He's got to listen to Tino.
That's right. You've got to listen to Tino. How do you not listen to Tino?
You sure want to do a kickoff? Do you know who I am? Fucking Tino. Short kickoff, and the Broncos score 2 tries in about 8 seconds of game time.
Mm.
Just back-to-back, game over. Now, I horrible. Love Tino, but then he did this thing at the press conference. Now, his press conferences, they've turned into hostage videos. But he did this thing where he said... I don't deserve to be picked for Queensland.
Yeah, he
I'll
did.
Understand when they don't pick me, but I die for the jersey.
Yeah.
So, of course, they picked him.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
Fucking, how dumb. Yeah.
I'd love Billy Slater. I idolised Billy Slater when I was in Melbourne. I loved going to training every day because Billy's the best, but I understand he's not going to pick me. Now, Tino, don't try your psychology on us.
It doesn't work on us. We didn't pick you.
It doesn't work. We would have picked you until you said that, yeah. And we'd unpick you.
So the Broncos without Reynolds.
Mate, they're still winning.
Bang, bang.
Eric Mann, is it? Bang, bang, bang.
Postcards, take me. They've won six straight, man. You want the teams? Dogs, who cares? Sharks, okay.
Meh.
Souths, okay.
Meh.
Manly.
Meh.
Knights.
Meh.
Titans.
Oh, shit. Wait until they start playing some good teams. This is the thing with the draw. Like, some teams are looking like they're coasting. Cowboys as well. Who have they played? They played the Roosters. They played Panthers. They lost. They played the Roosters. They lost. And the other teams have been all out of the eight. So it's all going to shift and turn. It's only halfway through the season.
You like them, don't you? The Bronx?
Yeah, you I like do. It. I think
it's a little bit of Seabold sort of stain. That's remnants of Seabold. It's
total Reynolds.
No, you got a Seabold stain.
Yeah, you got a Seabold stain all day on your forehead.
On the back of my neck.
Covered in Seabold.
Back of my neck. Get it off, doctor.
What about the booing? What about the booing of that was the
first
insane.
Time in history that the Broncos play. But apparently he's fucking done deal with the Roosters.
Oh, fuck.
Him and Munster.
Said no. They
him
said no. Roosters.
Of course they said no.
Would you like another beer, Carney?
Give him another beer, because if he believes the Roosters said no, might as well just get him pissed.
It's
chuck him out in the street.
That was crazy, though. He was getting fucking booed by the home crowd every time
he touched the ball.
That is insane.
So what, he demanded a release, correct?
Yeah.
And they said...
Hand release.
No release for you.
What do you reckon? You can't just what's contract?
What I reckon when I heard he was demanding a release, I'm like, come on, Gus, come on, Gus.
But he wants 1.2 mil, right? That's why he's on 800 now. He wants 1.2.
He's a forward.
He's not worth 1.2. No.
Well, can I put it in perspective for you? Because you don't think he's worth 1.2, right? Adam Elliott, who has announced he's going to Newcastle next year.
Oh,
when we flicked him from the Dogs, he had 2 years left with us. 500 a year.
Mm.
Now, sure, his dick's bigger, but apart from that, I mean, Payne Haas is, in rugby league terms, five times Adam Elliott.
Oh, yeah, I like Adam Elliott.
Elliott was
overpaid. He's gone.
I know.
He's used to as a bus stop.
He's
overpaid, yeah. He's overpaid, but no forward is worth 1.2 million.
Cam Murray?
No, they're pigs.
He's a million.
Forwards are pigs, mate, all right?
That's pigs. You're pigs.
Pigs
you don't
up
pay
the middle.
Pigs 1.2.
Pay the pigs.
I don't know. Look, to me, it breaks your cap. Mm. You know, you got to your playmate.
You can't for a forward.
1.2 is a playmate. It's fucking Munster money. It's
yeah.
Your you know, spine it's Cleary money. It's
spine.
It's Cody Walker money. I can't
confusing. Yeah, you're breeding your Gorgonzola at this point. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly
what you're saying.
It's your fucking craft slices.
You're a craft single, Payne Haas.
Can I request Channel 9 and Fox?
Yes, please.
No,
we'll make it official.
No cutaways to the crowd when they're playing in Brisbane, please, because I was just... It was like the Hills Have Eyes shit, mate, every time they fucking crossed over to the crowd. It was just... Oh my God.
What about the Melbourne crowd? Is there anyone in Melbourne under fucking 20 stone?
Yeah.
Listen, this fat guy with his fucking... He had to go to the fence to hold his gun up.
Yeah, yeah.
That Melbourne crowd is fat. Melbourne, you're fat! You're fat people.
How about this for Payne Haas? Number one, the guy's only 22, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He's
but
a child.
He could derail. That's the thing. He could fucking derail if this shit's happening already.
Well, how about this? Do you know where he's getting it? He has admitted. You know where his advice is coming from? You know who he's using his quote as a sounding board?
I do, actually, but you say it.
Sonny Bill Williams.
Sonny Bill Williams.
No, this whole that... a Muslim thing.
Oh, hey.
Well, they're all Muslim.
To all our Muslim listeners, I will give you Ray Carney's address if you feel the need to bomb. Bomb. And I can say that because I had a Muslim dad, so I have Muslim immunity.
But
although I'm not a Muslim.
If he's going to get all that money, if he's going to get all that money, 1.2, whatever, he's got at least fucking... clean the jerseys every week. He's got to clean the sheds. We've got to get him out doing more things to fucking, you know,
He should spend mow all that the money. Fucking
mow the lawn, do
not the
all
lawn,
of that stuff,
mow the fucking field,
put the pads up.
No ride on either.
He's got to do more around the club.
Okay,
1.2 million. Come on. Anyway,
no, I agree. Okay. I was just thinking of more jobs for him to do.
That's about it.
Maybe the face painting out the front. You know, when they have the kids.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have to fucking blow up the jumping castle by physically with his mouth, yeah. Like on the thing, just go blow up the jumping castle. No pump, nothing.
He has to put the witches' hats out at training.
Yep.
Yep. He's got to do all of that.
Clean up the dressing room at the end of the game.
Yep.
Is that too much to ask?
That's it.
I don't think so.
Nothing.
That's you know, that's like
he's
minimum wage.
Pretty much. Well, Taumalolo got 1.2.
He got 1 mil a year, didn't he? Over 10 years. 10 mil.
That was a while ago.
But he's more of a spine. He's more of a lock sort of.
Payne Haas is a pretty incredible player.
Oh, he's fantastic. Great he is player. Fantastic. But he's not a playmaker. Is he going to win you the big matches? He played for. He's already played for the Broncos for 2 years, and he hasn't done that, has he?
Is he 80-minute player? Close to.
He's a solid 60-66.
Yeah, he plays 66. More than most middle forwards. Yeah. Puts in a good shift. He is a young man. Beware also of middle forwards who play a lot before in their early 20s.
Yeah.
They age quickly. Hello, David Clemmer.
Mm.
Just saying.
Aaron Woods.
Aaron Woods. Just watch it. Anyway, Broncos doing well, Floyd.
Yep. I thought they would. All right, so we're going to move on a little bit. You... Bit of a new fucking segment. Well, it's not new.
What is that?
Name that tune. You know it.
Do you think I'm sexy? Rod Stewart.
Yeah. It's Scotland the Brave. Because we got an email from Neil Stewart, PL.
Yes.
The man. So we're the myth,
you got your own legend. Music this week, Neil, because my phone was out. So
he's been posting some stuff on some the possibility what players would play for the international teams.
I saw that.
That's fucking, there's some interesting teams.
Let me read.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, fellas. Had a training session today with a mate who's strength and conditioning coach for Scotland Rugby League.
Woo! Good research.
Yep. Apparently, they've been in touch with Nicho Hynes about playing for Scotland in the World Cup. You heard it here first on Balls Out No Flops. About playing for Scotland in the World Cup. And he said, if not selected for Australia, he will accept the offer.
He's got to. He has to play for Scotland.
But that's a scoop.
We've given a scoop. We've given you a scoop.
Jimmy will be all over. Jimmy will be clapping and cheering. He loves. He's a Welshman, Jimmy. Tongan Welshman, but he loves this sort of news.
Thanks for my mug, Jimmy. Only took 3 years.
How fucking good is that? Says Neil John Stewart, powerlifter.
He'd play 5'8", fullback and halfback for Scotland.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, he could.
So he goes on to say, even when we were dreaming up my fantasy Scottish 13, I never for a second imagined Hynes as a possibility. Do you think he'll get picked for Australia? He must be behind Cleary, Munster, DCE
in the
halves.
No.
Scotland all the way.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll go for Scotland.
Yeah, I'll go for Scotland if he gets picked. There you go.
Yeah.
Or if Lebanon are playing, I feel obliged to go for them.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah.
But do you know what happened with the Lebanese team? Because they went under new management in Lebanon. This is so fucking Leb, by the way. The Leb management fucking threatened the team that you have to play for Lebanon or else. And then when players arced up, like Mitch Moses and all those guys, and Dewey said, no, they said, okay, you can't come to Lebanon if you get arrested as soon as you land on Lebanese soil.
Oh my God.
I don't know how much actual fucking power to arrest the Lebanese Rugby League has. But anyway,
I don't think there's going to be a World Cup in Lebanon anytime soon.
No.
I don't think so.
So, look, NJSPL, you might end up with a couple of Leb players.
Well, I reckon he should try out.
Dewey sounds Leb. Couldn't you say Dewey?
Think,
Dewey!
PL should try out for the Scotland team, mate.
Adam Dewey!
Get in there, PL.
Get in there, PL. You're blinded on the wing, mate.
Nah, you'd be a solid edge second rower.
That's what I'm saying. He's middle forward. Mm-hmm. You've seen his face.
Yeah, he'd be in the middle for sure. Good guy.
Okay, and he goes on to say, thoroughly enjoyed the Challenge Cup final again this year.
Yes.
Some stadiums Spurs have there. And apparently the crowd was over 60,000.
Oh, it's got, I feel like massive. It's building. I feel like
Wigan
it's building.
Wigan Warriors, man.
Bateman.
If Kamen
brings in the crowd,
I'm going to get a tattoo of him Bateman. On my chest.
Jesus.
Bateman.
So Wigan, like, they've won 20 Challenge Cups, but that's the first time they've won it since 2013. So they've had a bit of a...
Yeah.
I thought it was more than that. Jesus.
Jai Field was playing for Wigan.
Okay.
One of your boys.
Yeah,
Jai Field. One of your boys.
Yeah.
Bevan French, did you say earlier?
Bevan French.
Remember? I met Bevan French in a car.
He sort of just, he was a gun.
He evaporated.
And he literally evaporated. Yeah.
Chris McQueen still kicking Floyd.
Chris McQueen.
He got player of the match.
He's a great player.
34.
He's a good player.
Is he the one with the postcode tat on the neck?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, when are you getting yours, mate? Your post. You should get all your postcodes. Exactly. You'd be covered. You can work at a circus.
Floyd, we used to work with a young lady whose father, you could just say a place.
Yeah.
And he'd know the postcode. He'd know the postcode. That was his trick.
Trick.
He had every postcode.
Memorised. Can you believe that? Had every fucking postcode.
Every postcode. You say just say like, Boggabri.
Yeah.
You just get 2-1. Two,
yeah. It's pretty fucking good.
Not bad.
I'm actually looking forward to this World Cup at the end of the year. I'm hoping they bring in more teams. Have they decided on the teams yet? Because I know there's a few playoffs happening at the moment. But if there's more teams involved, like, it'd be great to see Turkey, Lebanon, Scotland play each other. Not so good against Australia, but
yeah,
to play each other, they should put them all in a pool and get them to play each other more often. I think the World Cup's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It's this year, right?
It's this year, October, end of the year.
October, November.
Fucking hell.
That's
get
during...
your shit together.
I'll get my wanking crisps out for that.
Put your fucking postcode tat on your neck.
Is it with the Soccer World Cup? Because the Soccer World Cup's
it'd be
played
around
a bit
the same
later.
Time.
Later this year. Because it's in...
Qatar.
Qatar.
I don't think as many poor workers died for the Rugby League World Cup as the Soccer World Cup.
We don't know that.
As far as I can tell.
Rugby League has a very good media cover-up, doesn't it? All sorts of shit's coming out. He does have a lot of love for the stadium. He's saying it's great. 60,000 people from two teams from hundreds of miles away from London.
That's a good effort, man.
61 games, the World Cup. All across England.
Is it in England?
Game one in Newcastle, England v Samoa. Bang.
So have they got Christ.
Australia v Headingley? Game two, same day. Headingley, Australia v Fiji.
Oh, that'd be good.
And so it's
then,
done.
On the Sunday PL, look out! This is what I'm looking for: Scotland v Italy. Newcastle.
We'll watch that.
Come on. Jamaica versus Ireland.
Jamaica me.
So is it set? Is the draw set?
Yep. Jamaica v Ireland, Headingley. I should go over Floyd.
Let's go.
I should fucking go.
Why are you saying I when I said let's go?
New Zealand v Lebanon in Warrington. Fuck yeah. France v Greece.
Come on.
Tonga v...
New Zealand versus Lebanon.
Our second team.
That's tough.
Balls out, no flops. Second team. Tonga v... Papua New Guinea. Come on, Papua.
Sure.
Get it going. Wales and Cook Island.
I'm going to have to go Lebanon. Sorry.
This is Australia plays DNA. Scotland PL.
So they don't have...
In Coventry on Friday, October 21.
Get your ass there, PL.
Bang.
They've got to have more teams in the World Cup than that, mate.
Well, we got your Italy, you got your France, you got your Jamaica, you got your Ireland, you got your Lebanon.
No,
they
got
Samoa, you got your Greece.
There's a lot of fringe teams at the moment. Even the Philippines, all those.
You've got to get your... your Ukraine and your Palestine in there too.
That would be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
Okay.
I think Eritrea.
I thought people would laugh when I said that, but no, okay. We took that in a totally different tone.
Where's South Africa?
I know where it is geographically. They don't play our mug game.
They should.
All right. He goes on to say, with Origin on the horizon, rugby league is certainly exciting just now.
Take care, my friends.
That
reminds me, I've got to book my restaurant for Origin night. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Continue.
Take care, my friends, and no doubt I'll be in touch again soon.
Thank you. I cannot wait, PL, to Australia v Scotland.
Where was it?
Coventry.
I love that he's got his own theme song. Pretty now. Good. It's great.
It's decent.
Yeah, it is a decent.
Well, I was looking up. It was this morning when I was in bed having my coffee before going to the factory, and I was looking up. There's a sort of version of Highway to Hell on bagpipes.
Ah, yes.
I was looking that up. I couldn't find it, but it got me thinking.
So you've been thinking of PL when you wake up? That's interesting.
Do you want me to say again what happened? I was.
You could say it's lower. We're confused.
All right. Okay. Just... Yeah. I didn't at the beginning convene the meeting of the idiots. Idiot 1, 2, and 3. Obviously, and that's an idiot thing to do because we're almost done here. Session is over.
I'm so confused. Warriors 16, Knights 24. Look,
this is what I mean about this round. It's absolute filth.
Anthony Milford did a few things.
Shit.
That's the MILF did some things during the filth.
The MILF.
The Warriors didn't have Adam Fanua Blake, and they don't have Matt Lodge because he ran away.
Well, that's
what happened with him. Apparently, he came out and said what happened.
He came out.
Lot of stories, but I think he was trying to do the racism card. And then
racism?
He's
the fucking whitest man on earth.
Yeah, but maybe all the Kiwi boys, the New Zealander boys, maybe giving it to him. He had a falling out with the club owner. They had a big argument.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, not because he's white. He just happens to be a white dickhead.
I reckon in his 100th game, they should have a brick wall look like a banner. And I just want to see him run as hard as he can through Lodge and boom, straight into the brick wall.
Look, can I tell you something? Your banner talk last week was spectacular.
Banner, yeah.
So I'm trying to get the missus to listen again, and she thinks I'm very sexist and racist and everything. Everything.
Not a good time to start listening.
Guitarist?
No. Oh, well, yeah. Flutist.
Flautist.
I knew you'd correct me. But your banner talk was hilarious last week. Training for the banner.
No, they
got it. But you had a big wall banner for Lodge.
For Lodge, yeah.
That
would
bring the kiddies back to the game.
What if he ran through it, though?
He probably would,
if
actually.
He runs through it. Full credit. Play on.
Full credit to the Lodge.
I don't know. Daniel Saifidi got injured.
You're trying. The spine's trying to get something out of this game.
It was fucking horrible, this game. Like, it was... They were trying. In fact, they were very fucking trying. That's what they were. They're both four wins, eight losses. And
wordplay.
I can't believe the Warriors are so far. They should be last, mate.
Yeah.
They've won some of those games. It's just they beat us. They beat the Raiders. I can't believe it. I'm still filthy over that. It's like I've been cheated on. It's just
mate,
disgusting.
That's how I felt when we lost to you cunts last week.
This is like the second time.
You weren't on your meds that week, mate. All right?
Second time the Knights have won in 10 weeks. Like that, they're just fucking repulsive, aren't they?
Yeah. Look, we've got to... I can't see how they're thinking of fucking expanding the code. There's just obviously not enough talent to go around.
Well, I tell you what, there's going to be some talent in the Dolphins. They're signing some good players, man.
Who else they sign?
Madison.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Madison, get over here.
Both the Bromwiches. Come on, they got some decent. Ray Stone.
No spine, though, Stone. Yet. No spine yet.
Captain
Pigs
Coach.
Galore at the Dolphins.
Pigs galore.
Dolphin pig. I'd watch that.
The game is going to... been a lot of trouble if they don't sort it out because there's just the same old teams at the moment. But has it always been like that? It's sort of always been like that, hasn't it? The Broncos had their time. The Raiders had their time.
Football is cycles. That's one thing my dad told me.
Why? Why does
that
happen?
Nothing my dad told me is...
my father told me cycles are footballs, but he was Irish.
One thing my dad told me too was woman should be like Wile E. Coyote. Remember... from the Roadrunner cartoons, What do you mean? He said they should always be chasing to make the food and never talk.
Wow.
It's true story. He said that to me.
I'm not listening to this podcast anymore, mate.
He's passed on. He's gone on to the next his next incarnation in the multiverse. So. Yeah.
Godspeed. South Sydney, 44. The Tigers, coached by one Michael Maguire, 18. He scored 8 tries, for God's sake. And the Tigers are winning 18-12 at half time. So this was another, like, ridiculous second half. 32-0. This is worse than the Titans' 31-0 second half.
The Titans.
Disintegration, man. This is dog shit.
I went to this game. I went to the game, and
yeah, I know you. Yeah.
Because Liam Knight wasn't playing.
Tom Burgess played well.
Tom Burgess made over 20. He was a fucking powerhouse, and Havili was fucking unbelievable.
Any Raiders bud, is yeah, always
and
be good.
Hame Selle, our bench middle forwards, just fucking took it to him, man.
You got excited? Your hands flapping around everywhere.
Yeah, fucking idiot. These are the hands that signed my will, by the way. They got off. They intercept first up from Ilias threw an intercept as we were going in their 10, and they scored. I wasn't too worried the first try because I knew intercept tries, it's not something. It's a luck try. It's a lucky try. Then they put the next one on. I thought, no. I kept stuck solid with them because I knew we had...
Rubbing your head on on your chest like the birds do. Sorry, anyway, go on.
I had to shave.
Is this a try-by-try
around my neck?
Your emotion?
I had to shave around my neck because the hair tickled my chin.
Yeah.
What the fuck happening? I don't understand.
But I just thought that with Cam Murray back, he'd steady the chip, and he did. He just fucking held that middle. Tommy went up the middle. We just fucking played some really, really good football.
Did played you? Ourselves or were they just really bad in the second half? Like,
they
honestly,
were, but
not trying to bring you down, but honestly, were they just atrocious? Like, they look so
I think a byproduct of what you're saying, bringing me down, you're not too disappointed with.
No.
Were you? I know
they were
you.
Bad, but we were good. We just fucking kept rolling up the middle. That's what we needed to do.
Before this Rabbits Tigers game used to excite me. I don't know. I just felt like your Tigers were fucking again.
Used to be a good fixture, didn't it?
Yeah, this week, I just didn't feel it again. I just felt like, oh, fucking who cares? The Rabbits were probably in. Tigers are shit. Even if the Tigers win, that means the Rabbits have played really shit. That means we've got another shit team in the comp. It just didn't hit me. I don't know. Like,
it was good. It was good being out there. 5:30. Yeah. I enjoyed it. We scored 44 points. AJ equaled and then beat the try scoring record, all time try scoring record.
How was the crowd?
Not that
big.
About 20,000.
Not 20. Yeah, there You've was. Added another 10,000 there.
No. Look it up.
So Tim Sheens has begun what he's termed a mid-year review.
No, I'm sick of these reviews, mate.
Tigers have won 6 of their last 23 games under Madge.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was probably lucky to get through last year, Madge.
Mate, we can't even joke about them being 9th. I can't believe it.
No, yeah, that's right.
Like that was the joke. That was a great joke. That's just terrible.
Not gonna happen.
They've got to get rid of Brooks straight away. I don't know why they keep fucking doing that because he had some shit moments again.
All right, 13,500 at the Tigers game. 13,585.
Nearly split in the middle there.
The Knights Warriors, 4,200. I've seen more at fucking Ringrose Park.
That's
mate.
Horrible, way.
Wow, this is a
Sharks,
problem.
Sharks Titans 9,800.
Now I love the Dogs game when they're cheering about it being sold out, but then I think there was only 2,000 seats available, wasn't there? Because half the stadium was shut down.
Yeah. Dragons Bulldogs had the biggest fucking crowd. Mm-hmm. 17,000.
Yep.
Oh, actually no. So Suncorp Broncos Titans had 33,000.
Why did you point at me?
Do you know
what,
on Multicultural Day, the first one in the 90s, they fit 27,000 into Belmore?
Really?
Like,
yeah, but to be fair, a lot of those people have been used to being crowded.
I've been to Belmore a lot of times, man. Like,
make of that what you will.
It is wild to get 27,000 people in there. That's fucking crazy.
A lot of pickpocketing that day.
I guess the question for the Tigers is, who do you... There are such limited coaching stocks. Honestly.
There's Paul
no
Reed
point getting rid of
and there's
Madge.
Shane Flanagan.
And that's about it, right?
I wouldn't not... I'd
tell you,
I wouldn't... They don't fit Tigers. I don't see them as
Flanagan
Tigers
needs to be there, mate. He's His a hard taskmaster.
Yeah, but he doesn't fit Tigers. I don't know. They need something else. They need a young, fresh guy.
Virile. Someone virile.
It's this
walking around with a hard on.
It's his coaching merry-go-round.
You know, when I was a young man, my hard on, if I saw a fucking good sword, my dick would fly off my body.
Yeah.
That's what it was there for. It was like a fucking, like the Satan 2, like Putin Satan 2. Now it's just like a fucking old putter that you find on the fucking council cleanup. Thank you, God. Anyway.
You lost me here, God. so confused.
I was talking about my dick, my young dick versus my old dick.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
that's fine.
They did have Ivan Cleary.
Yeah, and he couldn't do it. Although he didn't have time. He jumped ship.
He wasn't there long, though, was he?
He was like, fucking, well, get off the bus.
Why am I threatening that now? get on the bus. Get
what about
off the
Benny
bus.
Elias?
Yes. That's what I'm talking
Coach.
About.
Wayne yeah. Pierce.
Yes.
Pierce.
Get, he coached get him though, back.
Mitchell Pierce.
No. Yes. No.
Let's go for a fight.
Mrs. Pierce.
Get Mitchell Pierce to the club as
Cole
halfback.
Pierce. Oh, he's dead.
Heaven is my wife.
I would get
that's
Benny, Roach, and Sirenin. I'd get those three.
Kevin
in
Hardwick.
There.
Can we have Kevin Hardwick?
That's yeah. I think you're onto something. This is what Queensland are doing.
The Walker
They're
brothers.
They're bringing in three legends, Walker yeah. brothers. They need something different.
Yeah, they need. Then they can't.
They need
go
to
an
think outside
coach.
The square or box.
The Doobie yeah. Brothers.
yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears.
What
years?
Yeah, it can't just be Flanagan or Paul Green. I think you got.
That's all there is, man.
But Flanagan no, is mad.
Oh, they're talking about Wolfenstein, aren't they?
Wolfenstein,
the video game.
I like this name.
Wolfenstein, the guy's coaching over in England at the moment.
Does he look as cool as he sounds?
I think his name's just Wolf, isn't it?
I got no idea. I don't know who he fucking is, to tell you the truth. Anyway, South played well, but the Tigers were abysmal.
The thing is, we played ourselves back into form, and now we've got to buy. But yep. Latrell comes back
to. Did you play back into form?
It's hard to tell.
What did I just fucking say?
No, it's
you
hard
said
to tell.
It, but
they were that
do you
bad.
Really mean
they
it?
They were that bad. Yeah. It's hard to tell, honestly.
Do you really mean it?
But we made them bad. They've won some. They've claimed some big scalps, mate.
You're off your medication again, mate, and I need you back on it.
So I can't say anything good about it when they win?
I made
Is
you
Is that what's
bad.
Happening?
I made you bad. Sharks scored 16 points, my second team.
Oh, they were fucking.
And the Roosters scored 36.
What a ratchet.
Are they still your second team?
I'm sticking. Better than my first team.
You're sticking because you're blowing your load everywhere. That's why.
20-0 at half time.
I'm tired.
Tedesco. This was just a Tedesco splooge fest. He was everywhere, man. Try assist, tackle breaks, 250 running meters.
Yeah,
come on.
We don't have to do much of this game. We've got no Roosters listeners and no Sharks listeners.
Kept his pants on the whole game, I think, Teddy, for the first time this year.
That's what I was saying about my young dick versus my old dick. He stopped his dick jumping off his body. Therefore, he could go forward. He had momentum.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, the Sharks were the favourites for this game, believe it or not.
Yeah, my favourite.
They were the favourites. So this was considered an upset. And you guys are buying your largest Sharks. I've said the Roosters.
Don't fucking point at me.
I was upset. No my way. Second team lost.
No way.
I think the Roosters are still up there, man. They're just fixing a few little. They're tweaking a few little
You're
things.
You're tweaking, man. If you think the Roosters are up there,
no, tweaking,
not
you
up there,
tweaking?
But they're probably close
you just
to
said
second
up
tier.
No, he said not up there. Where does that leave us?
What
second tier? Up?
Now the Roosters are a conundrum. Floyd, Carney?
A lot of things.
You're supposed to say, explain. Fuck off, I'll do it. Explain. So, they've lost to some shit teams this year, but the Roosters have beaten. So, the Roosters are like 7-5 right, but they've beaten the Sharks, obviously, the Tractors, the Broncos, the Eels, and Manly, who are all at least solid teams. Mm. And they've lost to like the Dogs, for example. When they play good teams.
And South.
They're okay.
It is a bit of a conundrum.
It's interesting, actually. You know how South got the wood on the Roosters?
Yeah.
Mate, I'm talking for 10 years. The Roosters, their stats on Sharks are crazy.
Oh, like, really?
It's just they cannot even get close to the Sharks. That's that whole. They're their bogey team.
There's something psychological about
team.
That, isn't it?
There is.
There's something psychological that the players take in about that. Yeah. I think they think they got to get out.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, we don't usually win. Yeah. I won't try that hard.
That's our bogey team. Yeah. That's our bogey team. What do you expect me to do? Play well? All right, let's move on.
Fitzgibbon says they lack consistency. Fitzgibbon is right. Two games to go. We'll be right back. Magic Fingers Floyd.
Yep, that's what they call me.
I actually wrote the score in reverse for wishful thinking here. It was Dragons 34, Dogs 24 at the spiritual home of rugby league.
The construction site.
Belmore Sports Ground.
Or the asbestos pit, whichever you prefer to call it.
I prefer to call it Belmore Sports Ground. There were balls going out on train tracks. There were balls on roofs.
It is.
There were food trucks.
So every team needs their own stadium. I don't care how shit it is. Every team needs their own stadium, and it needs to be small so it's fucking looks like it's fucking packed. They've got to do it, mate. They've got to do it. They can't share a stadium with Roosters. That's a no-go.
I agree.
Disgusting. There should be no sharing.
That's what that is.
There should be
Palestine.
Yeah. There should be museums in a stadium about the club. So I've been to the Barcelona stadium. It was amazing. You go in there and there's museums. There's
nice boutique stadium, was it?
Lovely. Lovely little suburban ground.
But each stadium should be like a little museum that shares all, you know, history of the club.
It was old boys' day out there. Terry Lamb, Paul Langmack, your boy.
Oh, Langers. Oh,
Langers was out there.
How was he looking?
Langers is looking like his head doesn't look like it's at the angle it should be.
No, his teeth. He's all teeth. He's like a piranha.
He's like a caricature.
He never really mixed
himself.
It up, Langers. He was always a bit of a ball player. He never really... Joey Thomas was out there wearing the same tracksuit he wore in 1984.
Oh, another great leap.
Yeah, he's a good player, man. Yeah, Joey good. Thomas, he kicked ass, man. Now,
oops.
There was an interesting thing.
Nothing interesting
in the New South Wales Cup game. I've never seen this before. So in the game before New South Wales Cup, St George's sort of rookie fullback, who's played a bit of first grade this year, Terrell Sloan, has run down the sideline. And he gets tackled, and there's two or three in the tackle, and they're sort of picking him up, and there's a bit of him, whatever. And as he's sort of gathering himself to play the ball, Brandon Wakeham, who's played a bit of first grade for the Dogs, walks over, literally just sticks his finger. It was like a fucking cartoon. He just sticks his finger out so blatantly, like he was pointing, and then just jams it in Terrell Sloan's eye. And gets
You're kidding.
Now, Saints score two couple of plays later. Sloan goes over to the ref. He's like, he gouged me.
Yeah.
They bring Wakeham out. They put him on a report. And then the ref calls the doc onto the field and makes him take photos of Sloan's eye with a mobile phone.
Oh, you're kidding.
I've never seen this.
No, I've never seen this.
That is ridiculous.
And Sloan's standing there and he's taking like shots of his eye.
There you go. Evidence.
This is that's a bad
seen that
precedent,
because I've never seen this. Nah, would they do that in a first grade game?
They're going to.
I like
soon.
It. I want the trainers running out and taking pictures of everything, man.
This is for future. Like people that they're going to start suing in like 20, 30 years when they've fucking got all sorts of disease, mental disease and stuff. They're going to pull up all these photos.
Mental
that
disease.
The trainer
now,
has
of course,
taken.
My thoughts strayed a little at this point, and I thought, imagine if John Hoppawattie was playing now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let's take a photo of your asshole, son. Yeah. Shorts down.
Yeah. You'd have poop.
Let's have a look.
We'll have to get a photo of that bunghole right now.
That's insane, man.
Yeah, it's very... The whole thing was just odd.
Do you think it will happen in first grade? No. Like, there will be another...
Well, why not?
Well, they
I mean,
did
why
it
would
in
they do
South
it
Oscar.
There? And...
Yeah.
I've never seen it before. You know, Matt Russell's commentating. He couldn't quite take in. He thought Brandon Wakeham was getting talked to because he was a captain. And well, he is a captain of that team, but he was also the gouger.
Yeah.
Then you got this guy out there taking snaps of Sloan's eye. Very weird. It was odd.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, because I would dare say there's no cameras on that game, right?
Well, it was on TV.
Was it?
Yeah. They telecast.
But generally, the New South Wales Cup, there's... there are fewer games televised. So that might be a precedent that they have. On TV, you get to see it, right?
So do you think they do that at suburban grounds?
Like yes.
New South Wales Cup, they played at North Sydney Oval.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably what they do.
It was interesting.
Because there's no TV cameras there for them to go back and look at, Mr. Carney. So
shut
the fuck up.
I got a feeling amongst the NRL fraternity, the actual playing fraternity, I get a strong, strong feeling that Matt Dufty is the most disliked player in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I hate him.
There were Saints forwards hunting him. Fucking hunting him.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the Bulldogs like him. He's already signed to go to Warrington next year. He's something about this guy, man.
Loudmouth tip rat. That's what he is. That's what it, that's
the
what
rap
it feels
when he
like.
Left Saints was he just wouldn't listen to anyone.
Right.
Would not. Like, Matt, could you make a tackle? And you just walk away. Like, he's uncoachable. Thinks he's the best player in the comp. Yada, yada.
He has moments of brilliance, but it just, no, he must be a real prick. And that we didn't talk about it last week, but the shirt fronting that happened with Naden, but Naden sort of pushed it away and said, oh, no, we're only mucking around. But I call bullshit because that looked pretty aggressive.
I've always liked the term shirt fronting.
Yeah, me too.
And Matt Burton had the worst half of football of his young career.
Yeah, like, that was pretty bad.
Three times he gave Saints 7 tackle sets with just ridiculously bad kicks into the goal. Then he did a kickoff out in the full after a try, which led to another fucking try. This is like in a 10-minute period. Now, we talked about this earlier, Mr. Floyd. But
we did.
Josh Addo, Matt Burton was a fringe Origin player at the start of this year and wasn't even in the conversation.
No.
And then Josh Addo-Carr, who had a shocker out there, man. Like, 2 of the Saints tries, only won by 10 points.
5-year incumbent.
Yeah, were directly him, just running out of the line like a lunatic.
Mm.
But he goes from Melbourne to the Dogs, and suddenly, after 5 years, as you said, no Origin for you.
Becomes nothing.
So this is when it gets very difficult for teams to sign players. It's like you come to us, your rep career's
over. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't go. And now, you think you're going to make a difference.
Statistically, it's set. If you look at stats, you think Addo-Carr's played well. He's been very lazy at times this year. And he's been very, very fucking poor at times this year.
But he's a big game player.
I totally
get
why Freddie didn't pick him on
form. He's a big game player, though.
Yeah, but he's covering a lot more. He's covering a lot more.
Yeah, and so is Burton. Burton's trying to play 3 spots, right? Yeah. Like, Burton is halfback, 5'8", and inside centre in this team.
Yeah.
But this that spiral you talked about, Carney, the same teams at the top. Well, it's the same teams at the bottom, the Tigers, the Dogs. Yeah. This was the worst thing that could happen to the Dogs, Addo-Carr missing out on Origin.
Yeah.
Would you take a $1 million contract with the Dogs, $1 million, or would you take a $500,000 at the Storm?
Whew.
Depends how old you are.
Yeah,
depends how old you are.
But the other
my age now, 57.
The other thing is the million. The other thing is what players will take $1 million at the Dogs, but there'll be players who don't even deserve $500,000 because you have to pay overs.
The Dogs will be paying overs for a while.
You have to pay overs to get players to come or stay, right?
Because you're killing your rep career, like you said.
Yeah, like Matt Burton won't stay at the Dogs. If we got him to stay, we would have to pay him such an amount of money that the rest of the team would be trash.
It's the biggest mistake of his career.
Because Matt Burton could easily just say, I'm going to Para, for example, play for a good team, and just slot right in.
Yep. Floyd's not happy with
the decision. Or are you going to stay at the Dogs?
Yeah.
The point is, it's freaking hard to dig your way out.
Well, is he gone? Burton's gone. How long has he got left?
Only next year, and he's got an option.
So the option has been taken up this year.
He was Trent Barrett's man, right? Same as Naden. They both came from Penrith and they were Barrett's man.
He will be walking at the end of the year, I reckon. If you guys come last again.
Gus Gould can work some voodoo, right? Mm-mm. Like, that's the only thing.
There's only so much you can do with Gus. Like, if you guys come last again, that is. Yeah. It's over.
Well, we will come last again. That's without a doubt.
That's
we will come last
fucking.
Again.
This was your year. This was you hunting for the top
my
8.
My best
mate.
Hope was 10-11 this year. But that would have been some improvement. There's zero
great.
Improvement.
And the Dragons as well. The Dragons are going nowhere. They're just like, they're fucking dementia patients, mate. They're going around in circles, these teams. Seriously. Someone just do something. Jack them up. Put some steroids in the system. Well, get them up.
If you're
illegal.
If you're in the bottom four, you should have complete...
Heroin.
Well, you should have complete access to a Mexican underground chemist.
Whatever happens there for 6 months.
Doesn't matter. No one's talk about it.
No
it's
one's
like Fight
talk
Club.
About it.
No one's allowed to talk about it. We just see these fucking massive behemoths come out with their fucking
horns
hair falling
and
out. Yeah, missing fucking teeth and extra ear on their back.
I'd love to see Griff on the gear.
Oh, yeah.
Griff on the gear.
Oh, mate.
A lot of repressed shit with Griff.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of repressed shit. Interestingly, when the eye gouge thing happened, about a minute before, they showed Griff watching the game. The curtain raiser.
Was he pointing at his eyes?
Beside Josh Maguire, who is really
the
par excellence high point of eye gouging in the NRL.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a good story about Josh Maguire today. which was, you know, at the end of the year when they send the non-eight teams, they make an Australian team and they send them up to PNG.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this...
Prime Minister's 13.
Yes. If you want to understand what an utter prick Josh Maguire is, they're in the bus and all these kids are running beside the bus screaming at the Aussie players because they idolise them, right?
Yeah.
And there's like the vast majority of the Aussie team are literally rifling through their own bags and just throwing shit out the windows to kids, shorts, boots, whatever they can find. And these kids are just like ecstatic, right?
Yeah.
Except for Josh Maguire. Mm. Like, what the fuck was he playing for Australia for anyway? Anyway.
Yeah.
He's got his boots tied together and he's holding them out the window. And when kids try to grab him, he's pulling them up like a fishing rod and laughing.
Oh, God.
That's fucking Josh Maguire. Like, he is an app. I've never understood that
guy. What is this? Mental
he's a thug,
but I mean that shows that he lacks actual, let's not compassion for one.
Yeah.
So he's a sociopath.
Yep.
But he's also what's a scientific moron. Fuck that guy.
I'm just disappointed in the Bulldogs, but I'm also very disappointed in the Dragons.
You blowing your nose on the podcast? Holy shit.
I turned my mic off.
Jesus, man. What the
fuck? Could you hear that?
Going on now.
Yeah, you'd hear it. Like neighbours could hear it.
Sorry.
It's just disappointing.
Shit out of me.
And it's you can't blame Penrith. You can't blame Storm. You got to blame these shit teams. What are they fucking doing to match it with the good teams?
Nothing.
All right, let's go quickly to the next game. Let's go quickly to the next game.
Because we've got
to
get to Origin.
You need to go, right?
Got
to
get to Origin.
We've got 10 minutes Origin.
Raiders 20, Parra 28. I'm going for a piss because I've had a lot of beer during this podcast. But can I say, just to start this off, fucking Gutho. Like, and when he dropped that high ball, I was so happy. I got no beef with the rest of the Parra players, but that drop ball was great.
Universe returns.
My other point is, how fucking good's Dylan Brown, man? He's good.
That's what Brown. Dunny Brown.
See that clip of him? How cold he was. That was hilarious.
It's freezing. I had high hopes for this game, as you all know. I probably got my hopes up a little bit too much, but this was there for the taking. Yep. And we were there. We had the game.
You were there for the
game. We were up 2 points at half time and we fucking matched it. And then there was just a few moments in the game that could have swayed the decision to go for 2 points for the penalty. That was absolutely disgusting. Like, were we up by two? And then we went up by four. Why would you go for the penalty kick?
Yeah, stupid.
Just go, like, we had him on the back foot, mate. We could have scored a try. We're scoring tries pretty easily.
Whiten the myth.
Don't start with that.
He's a mythological creature. He's like the body of a crab and the head of a pigeon or something, you know? He just, seriously.
A bunyip.
The stories told about him are way too fucking flattering. He's a 10-meter bully. That's what he is.
Oh, he's a good player. I think he's a good player. I think he's doing, and we're going to miss him this week. Like,
see, you're the one that needs help here. You're the one that needs an intervention, not him.
Yeah, I've had interventions. I've had help,
but you haven't had a Whiten intervention, have you? He needs a Whiten intervention.
He's a good player, mate. He's fucking
from 10 meters. He is. He's in the top.
He's
top
great
15.
Defensive
him
player.
And Freddie Fittler need a Whiten intervention. Now he's playing in the fucking centres for New South Wales.
He's a great defensive player. Come on. What? You kidding me? His defence is unbelievable, mate.
Shut
up. If we got through this game, would have been good. But now the Origin fucking games are starting, and I was looking at Roosters.
Did you get the bye?
No, we've got the Roosters. Without Teddy, it would have been a great opportunity, but we don't have Papali'i, we don't have Whiten.
Oh, you're better off without Whiten.
Mate, I will flip this table over right now.
Yeah, you're playing.
And you'll be squawking and you'll be...
Back brace, mate. You'll be in a back brace.
You got Schneider back in. Frawley's back in. We're a Naira.
Yeah, he
dripping from the dead dog's eye.
What do you think of Xavier Savage?
He's good. He needs a bit more time, needs a bit more size. I think Stuart was right. He's still too early. I'm glad he didn't throw him in the deep end.
Get him on the monster gear, mate.
Spewing about Adam Elliott. Absolutely spewing because he's been playing good.
I wish we
got rid of Horsburgh.
Adam Elliott at Newcastle. Come on.
Yeah, that's a train wreck. I'm looking forward to
the train wreck that's going to become Newcastle. Yeah.
Good news is Kevin Nagama's playing in the centres for the Roosters, so...
Yeah, and they got
centres.
Yeah,
who's playing fullback? Who's got Teddy?
Manu. Oh, he's a right at fullback.
Jesus Christ.
He's decent.
And they've got their halves.
Still got Kieran Walker.
Yeah. Yep. They've still got their forwards.
Yep.
Whoa, no, we're
yeah. You're going to get pumped.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to make the eight, unfortunately. We needed to win that Parramatta game to stay in the hunt. Now we're, I think, 2 points out again. Could be 4 points by the end of the week.
Larry, is this the most depression era bench you've ever heard? Roosters this week. Connor Watson.
Yep.
Fletcher Baker. Egan Butcher.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Fucking, we've got a baker, a butcher. All we need is a fucking candlestick maker.
Like, yeah, so Connor Watson actually comes from a long line of candlestick makers.
There you go. That is a depression era. By candlesticks, I mean
dildos.
Para were good.
Para were good.
All right.
Yeah, well, we Sam Bailey Simonson, mate.
Yeah, he was always good. Like,
yeah.
And you're right. Dylan Brown, he's a gun. He's
in
a gun.
In spite of Gutherson. Yeah, Brown was fucking very good.
Is Brett Arthur...
You love Brown.
Somewhat of a genius because he played the work experience kid, his son. Yep. And since he has, Dylan Brown's killing it.
Yeah.
Remember he played work experience boy at 5'8", and since then, Dylan Brown's won best 5'8" in the comp.
Yeah, it's true.
I'd rather have Dylan Brown in the origin team than fucking Jack White.
Oh, yeah. Jack White.
One day I'll see him here.
I've never seen him do anything good. Anything. Not once. And no. I've watched every game for the last 20 years. You pointed it out.
Yep.
You named the hours. I haven't seen him do one fucking thing.
What minute?
I was reading Wikipedia. Jack White failed to get his minimum standards test at Thai school, mate.
Did he? Doesn't have that true?
No.
He doesn't have his white card.
He's got 5 years.
He hasn't got his white card.
He's got 5 years to do his minimum standards if he wants to go to uni.
Yep.
He got 3 certificates from the principal, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best trainee janitor.
Principal's award.
And special boy.
Special boy.
All right, we'll be back with some Origin talk just presently. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast.
State of Origin, gentlemen.
State of orgasm.
It's coming.
I'm actually looking forward to this.
I can't wait.
I'm still a bit filthy about how it impacts the integrity of our normal season. We have teams that lose their best players. It's just this whole NRL league
not
is
us.
Just riddled.
We no, lose anyone.
Yeah. They actually kept your best
but
player.
But it's just, I don't know, they've got to work around. I suppose they can't. But anyway, I am actually looking forward to the Origin as well.
Can there be an accumulation if you have... Nah, forget it.
Let's bust this shit down, man. Let's dissect.
Bust it down.
Let's get it. Let's start.
Break it down.
Let's start with a back threes for both teams.
Yep.
New South Wales, Teddy, Ta'o, Threepoo.
Don't like it.
Yep. Go on.
Ponga, Cobbo, Coates. Ooh.
Like Queensland.
Man, Cobbo and Coates.
Queensland win that one.
I think they win that. Yep. Centres, Stags, Whiten. Fuck's sake.
You, mate.
Holmes, go guy.
1 minute.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it for you.
I don't know how Stephen Crichton is not starting for New South Wales. Why did they pick
him?
How is
Campbell attitude. Graham not fucking playing?
Bad attitude.
How is...
Campbell Graham...
Honestly, why isn't Whiten a bench player?
Oh, my fucking Lord.
Why? You know why?
Utility
you
player,
know
right?
Why?
Fullback, 5'8", centre, sure. Utility.
You know why? Because of his defence. He's fucking gun in defence. You wait till you see him defend.
People are running all over Stephen Crichton, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Jesus, man.
He's too busy high-fiving.
So they got Val... I don't think either centre pair... I'd say Staggs is the best of those four centres.
Yeah.
In saying... In Brad Fittler choosing Whiten, he potentially could ruin the rest of his season, because if he goes out and plays shit and gets some tries scored against him, he hasn't played centres in fucking years, ever maybe. So he could ruin this guy's fucking career picking him in centre.
Fittler played Guffo in the centres 2 years ago and it was a fucking mess.
It was a bloodbath.
You shouldn't do it, mate. You got to have... Centre is a key defensive position.
Yeah, that's right. Gutherson is a specialist position.
Yep. Goal attack at best. That's what Gutherson is.
Halves. Luai Cleary. I mean, they got the combination.
Yeah.
Munster, Cherry Evans.
They're pretty close, I'd say.
It's when Munster just starts ad-libbing, right? Yeah. When Munster just starts doing whatever he wants, that's when he's dangerous.
I think Cleary's better than DCE, but I think Munster's can be as good as Cleary, and he's definitely better than Luai.
Luai's only good in the combination of Cleary.
Yeah.
Like if it was Reynolds, Luai.
Forget it.
Yeah. He's only good because he's with Cleary.
I'm going Queensland too on this.
I'm going for New South Wales, but I think Queensland have got...
We're doing the positions.
I'm going Queensland for the halves as well. Yep, yeah, definitely. Right. Luai's not. I don't know.
Luai.
He's only good because he's got Cleary there. It's the combination. Yeah.
He's going to get pummeled in Origin style game.
But I don't get then why you don't play Crichton. Honestly, like, get that Penrith thing happening, man. We just said Penrith are the elite team in the NRL. So get their best outside back in. You got Tottle. Play Crichton. He's been in the squad for years now. Play him.
Yeah.
I'd say this will be a one game. Campbell Graham's unlucky, man.
Man, he was the fucking best centre this weekend.
I think he's almost the best defensive centre in the whole comp.
And he scores tries too, and he's tall. He's
unlucky.
Good jumper.
He's bloody unlucky.
And he's been in the train runs. And can we get... Oh, we're going to get to Sawali in a minute. Let's cool my jets here. If anyone's still listening.
Forwards, front rows, Haas, Paulo, Cook.
Ooh.
Tino, Papalihi, Hunt.
I'm going.
Interesting Hunt. What do you think of the Hunt pick? Harry Grant on the bench.
Don't like it.
Tino and Papalihi.
Yep.
Yeah, and Hunt.
That's very even. I don't rate Cook. I'm sorry, mate. I think I'm done with Cook. I just think he's a one-dimensional player. He's got nothing else other than that fast, speedy run, and he goes missing when you're not winning the ruck.
RP Coruscant's got to be unlucky. Again, with the Penrith thing,
I would go
right?
Coruscant for creativity.
And for Cleary Luai, right? Yeah. Like, play that combination.
Oh. Well, he'll probably get a run.
You're done with Cook. I know you're done with
Coruscant's
Cook.
Coruscant's back with Penrith playing against the Dogs on Friday night.
Okay.
But he's not getting a run.
Yeah, look, I run hot and cold on Cookie.
Oh, you did one on cold on everyone, mate.
Back row, Murray, Isaiah Yeo, two guns.
Yeah.
Isaiah Yeo is probably one of the form forwards in the comp. And then Tarik Sims.
That's not picked on form.
Loose cannon, man.
That was a mistake, I think.
I think that's an enforcer, yeah.
I think that was written in wrong.
That's the origin, we need that.
The enforcer.
Loose cannon enforcer.
The mongrel. But I wouldn't have Sims.
Capewell, Kafusi, Ruben Kotter.
Mr. Katzer.
New South Wales on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Capewell, fuck, he plays well in
and
Origin.
And so does Cotter. Yeah. Kafusi's their thug. He's their...
Yeah. The two number 12s are the thugs.
I can't believe Capewell made a gay porn and we only touched on it for like one...
Well, because that's no different from any other porn.
Well, I just think that was one of the most outrageous things ever to happen in rugby league. And
these are the facts.
Let's just
state the facts. He stuck his dick in a wall and a guy on the other side sucked it. That's what happened. We can't judge that. That's just a fact.
And he's playing Origin.
You're awake now. Now, with the benches, gentlemen, the standout for me is Harry Grant, because when Harry Grant comes on, New South Wales will be worried. So my question is, we got New South Wales got Crichton, Liam Martin, Campbell Gillard, Madison, all good players.
Say it again, Crichton.
Crichton, Liam Martin, Campbell Gillard, and Ryan Madison.
I don't like that at all.
Queensland have got Jeremiah Nanai, Pat Carrigan, who's absolute workhorse, man. I really like that guy.
Nanai's fucking the try-scoring machine.
Lindsay Collins. But Harry Grant, they've got... That's the X-Factor player. Who's Harry Grant comes on after about... It's got to be Crichton, right? No one. Crichton's not the X-Factor, but he's the utility.
Yeah, but what are you going to put him in?
That doesn't work.
I agree. It's a shit call.
So... Yeah, it really is.
Who would you have?
Well, it's going to be White, right?
I would have RP Coruscant on the bench, man. Someone who can come on and do something and be on the ball.
Yep.
Your impact player has to be on the ball.
Now, what happens if Cookie gets injured or gets tired? Who's his replacement?
What?
It'll be Cam Murray.
They've got no one. They're going to put Cam Murray into hooker. So something happens, and he's going to get tired, man. It's a fucking Origin game,
mate.
They've got two dummy halves.
He's
Queensland.
The fittest man on earth.
Billy will hold Harry Grant back for about 50 minutes and unleash him, and it'll be a problem. It will be a problem.
It will. I would have Nicho Hynes maybe there as the impact player.
Yeah.
For New South Wales, only because I just saw his name there.
Yeah. He's in reserves.
And so let's read out the reserves.
Reserves. Okay, Queensland are Dearden, Arrow, Flegler, Fido and Tuolagi.
Unlucky for Arrow. He's been playing really well. He's solid. An incumbent.
Well, I think really Arrow, Lindsay Collins and Kafusi are all fighting for that sort of hard man enforcer job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is fair enough. And then New South Wales had Hines, Tyson Frizzell, Saifidi, Suwali, Coruscant. Coruscant's unlucky, man. Come on.
How the fuck is Suwali in there? Can anyone explain that
all,
to me?
Of all the spots there,
I totally
and
can.
Then he... That is fun. I know they're going to say, oh, we're breeding 15
minutes of crazy. Football. That's a Roosters thing.
It's to keep him in rugby league.
Oh, right. It's a Roosters fucking thing. It's a Roosters thing.
That's to keep him in rugby league. Because you're talking about a kid who said to Souths, I will only re-sign if I can leave whenever I want to go to wherever I want. He was talking about rugby union.
This is fucking he's ransom,
a Kings,
mate.
He's a Kings boy.
Yeah.
So he's rugby union background. Yeah. Okay. And this is Freddie's way of... It is a Roosters thing as well.
That's bullshit.
It's a Roosters thing, and it's also they want to bring him into the fold and keep him in rugby league. That's it.
You want to keep Campbell Graham in rugby league, mate? That's who you want to keep.
It's an interesting... I can't believe like we were so much better positional-wise than Queensland last year.
They have caught up.
They have all of a sudden caught up in pretty much nearly every position, except for maybe one or two positions.
Let's talk about the coaching, though. I think it's a masterstroke for Queensland to have Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, and Jonathan Thurston, three legends of the golden era of Origin, all there.
And not a bad combination.
Yeah.
They'll come out at a different angle.
Well, that's right. I mean, Billy Slater's supposed to be the real technician. Cam Smith will be the real fucking, what do you call him?
Arsehole.
Standover, yeah. He'll be the standover guy. And Thurston's the fucking funny, fun guy that you can come talk to.
Yep.
Do you think...
It's like the Three Stooges.
Do you think if Queensland get belted first game, do you reckon Cam Smith, is there still an opportunity for him to jump in?
He'll drop out, mate.
He'll jump in the game, mate. Do an Andrew Johns.
Oh.
Joey Johns thing.
I'd love to see it.
Oh, I'd love to see it as well. He's a prick, but the theatre of it all would be interesting. Theater. Yeah.
The gap is closed. The Queensland squad is strong, man.
Yeah.
There's some strike. Like when you got Cherry Evans, Munster, Cobbo, Holmes, Coates, there's some strike. You got Tino, Papalihi, Kafusi, Capewell, good forwards.
And then the
Harry Grant.
Hunt and Grant combo where you've got Grant coming in later. Yep. That's fucking...
Yep.
It's going to be hard. We shouldn't be the favourites. The Blues should not be the favourites.
They are, though, aren't they? What's
Pat Carrigan will come on after 20 minutes and he won't come off again. He'll just work and work and work.
I actually really like this kid.
Yeah, he'll make like 60 tackles in 60 minutes.
He's fucking articulate, too.
They named him captain as a 21-year-old at Broncos. He must have something going for him, right?
He's articulate. He's a looker. He tackles all day.
All day, mate.
Picks.
What's can we have a look at the odds?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I will have a look. Tell me about the odds. What are your odds?
I'm going to go Queensland.
By what?
12.
Poof.
Jesus.
Well, if that happens, the series is over. This one's in Sydney, so...
Is a golden point?
It's in Sydney, isn't it?
Is a golden point?
Golden shower. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a draw. If it goes in the golden point, Queensland win.
Mate, New South Wales are 145, Queensland are 275. I'd be riding that Queensland money, man.
Get on that. If you gamble, I don't gamble.
No.
Tyson gamble. okay, I'll go, because it's in New South Wales, I'll say Queensland by 4.
Actually, it's down 160 for New South Wales, 235 for Queensland.
It's starting to narrow down.
Yeah,
it is.
There's a few funny little, like honestly, there's a few funny picks in the New South Wales team.
Yeah.
Tupu. Does tend to shit himself.
You know why they've put Tupu there, though? For the kicks.
Three
it's mainly for the kick. For Coates, I'm telling you, that's why I didn't pick Adoka. They've got him for the kicks because, man, those tries are just going to be coming on the wing. You need a big body.
He's got to play after last year. He's the hard yards off the line, mate.
Yeah.
But he's something to watch out for. Tupu. The bigger the game gets, he's got this really bad habit. When Tupu's hitting the ball up off the line, he just turns and just throws the ball out the back anywhere.
Yep.
So my question is, if New South Wales win, who is To'o going to propose to steal the limelight?
I'll tell you, Luai.
That would be
Luai. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. That would. I think by the end of this series, they're going to come out and say, look.
Come out?
Yeah, they're going to come out and they're going to get married. It's going to be the first time two rugby league, current rugby league players.
What a beautiful story. What a beautiful rugby league story.
Great story.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
I would love that so much.
Where are they going to honeymoon?
Thailand. Shelby.
Rudy Hill.
Kikau's going to create the wedding ring with his cyborg eye. And then...
What a beautiful rugby. I would officiate that wedding. It would delight me so much to see those two married. It would. Yeah. I'm not even joking here. I would love for that to happen.
More outrageous.
Good on him. Good on both of you, Luai and Tyler.
All right. I'm going to hang a piss.
All right. Okay, so that's it. We are taking a bye week next week, so there will be no episode. Just fucking listen to one of the others.
Yeah, well, Jimmy the Hand apparently is going to whip up a best of. Oh, is that right, Jimmy?
That should go for hours.
Yeah.
By the way, there's only four games on next week.
So who did you pick? You didn't pick anyone.
No, you didn't, did you?
You fence, shifty, sitting Irish motherfucker.
Yeah, sitting on the fence.
I thought this is a tough game. The only reason I would pick New South Wales is their home.
Yeah.
They have to win this game.
You're going, right?
Of course I'm going.
They don't have. They won most of their games in Queensland last year.
Just New South Wales would be very tight.
All right.
How about this? New South Wales will win this game, Queensland will win the series.
All right, good. All right, see you in a couple of weeks. What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money in ya. You got no home, spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are someone is waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning through. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.